Good morning, afternoon, or night. It's afternoon here, evening. Not dark yet. I pray y'all are having a wonderful day. I wrote some scriptures, so I just wanted to share them. And they all kind of correlate to each other. Okay, so Judges 14, 5, and 6. Then Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother, and came as far as the vineyards of Timnah. And behold, a young lion came roaring towards him. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him, so that he tore it apart, as one tears apart a young goat. Though he had nothing in his hand, but he did not tell his father or mother what he had done. So he didn't have anything in his hand to fight, you know. And he still tore the lion apart. Psalms 91:13. You will walk upon the lion and cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent. Okay. Daniel 6:22. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed him since I have found innocent before, since I was found innocent before him. And also toward you, O king, I have committed no crime. Luke 10:19, this is my favorite. Behold, I have given you authority to walk on snakes and scorpions, and the authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. And then you have Mark 18. You will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it I like this one too, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So we have power, you know. We have power. And it's just cool how God leads you down a path if you'll follow him. It's just awesome, the seeking, your own seeking, when you do it, the way God leads you, it makes you grateful and thankful for everything, and he just gives you enough, and then one day it's this, and then you got that, and you come across, and he just changes everything, your whole perspective of everything, and who you are, and then the shame and the guilt is released. And then you're grateful and you're thankful, and then you learn things like you have the power. And you learn how to love, and you learn how to be humble, you learn how to speak, and it's actually doing it automatically as you seek. Yeah, you won't even realize it. Before you know it, you'll understand that he is the potter and we are the clay. And it all starts to click together. And then you learn the grace. And that he doesn't require us to be perfect. And once that shame and guilt is lifted, your heart posture changes from having to do things, the law of Moses, which builds resentment and guilt and shame, because you can't live perfectly. No one but Jesus has ever done that. And so we're not, like, to think that we could is ridiculous. And so that the law only will, if you try to live by it, will only cause more pain than actually giving you salvation. But once you realize everything, and once it connects, and you realize, and you learn, and he lifts that shame and guilt off, now you want to do the law out of love instead of have to. The law says you have to do it. Grace makes you want to do it because you're doing it out of love. So we just gotta stay steadfast and keep reading and keep learning and getting little bits. He leads you and he walks you, and he'll give you a little bit here and a little bit there, and it's all for you. If you're seeking him with your whole heart, without anybody else, but like you seeking and you reading, and what he reveals to you is for you, and you just learn that way, and then you can share, and other people can share the way that God works with them, and then you can get things that way. And you know, God's just great. He just He'll teach you everything. Just remember to be grateful to God. Because we, most of us, couldn't find our way out of a paper bag. And without God saving us and teaching us that we need to speak right, we would never know to speak right. And so I don't choose to speak right. I'm thankful that God taught me to speak right. I'm thankful that God used this person and that he saved that person or taught that person, or so it all goes back to being thankful to God. Not any one person, not yourself. Now you choose to speak right, that doesn't mean you did anything. You didn't. God saved you and taught you to do that, so you can have a better life and a better version of yourself. And so always give him thanks. All right, well, I love y'all. And Lord, I just pray you bless everybody that listens to this. You protect them and guide them as well. Go through things physically, mentally, and emotionally we don't understand. Remind us that we are loved and that we can do all things through Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Bye.